Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm Amy Sikarski, Master Energy Therapist, Channeler, Mentor, and Friend. I'm so happy to connect. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Sikarski, and you're in for a treat today. Today, we have on our guest, Megan, who was in season 2, episode 2 of the Spirit and Soul Healing Show. So let me invite on Megan. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, just like the last time we connected, whenever we're here, we're just laughing before we hit record. And it's like, oh, here we go. Let's do this. So I'm really excited for our chat today. And I loved your episode. Your session was so special. And today I just, you know, feel like I have so many questions asking how you're doing now and how things have played out. But if we could start at the very beginning, I would love to hear in your words, what are some of the things, if you can go back in time to the day and the weeks following, what are some of the things that stood out to you the most about your session?
Okay, so I will say for sure that and maybe the audience knows this, but you do other sessions as well, right? And so we have our session that was on the show. Every time I have a session with you, whether it was that particular one for the show or anything that happened before that, I feel so much better for weeks afterward. It's usually like there is a reset, kind of like a reboot, sort of like if you've ever had to force quit your computer or something like that, except without all of the apps having stalled first. So it's like this full blown, like, oh, okay, everything's moving better. Things are flowing more smoothly. So I feel that. I felt that. I felt steadier as well. I always feel that way. And what's really interesting is that I will, and maybe this is the case for other people who've been with you before, I will often go back and listen to what was recorded a few months later and pick up new stuff from it, or even a couple years later. Like our very first session ever was in 2023, I think, or 2022. It was maybe late 2022. I recently listened to that first session and it was like a whole new perspective. And so I know that for us in human form, time is linear, but time is not actually linear. And I know that the healing is like retroactive and forward and backward and sideways. And it's just so remarkable. So that's a long answer.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Yeah, I can just resonate with everything that you shared. And for those that are tuning in right now, there's been a period of time, I think it's almost been a year since we recorded. Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh, at the same time, it feels like yesterday.
Yes.
So I totally get when you say, you know, time can move in all of these diverse directions. And at the same time, it's feeling like everything's happening still, like actively present in the now moment. And in your episode, so first of all, if you guys haven't watched it, you absolutely have to, so that you'll fully understand what we're sharing here. You know, feel free to pause and watch or continue our conversation here, and then you can kind of put some of the pieces together as you're viewing the show. But for our episode, we went back through dimensions to other lifetimes, and then I also was able to pick up on the fact that some of that information was present in your physical family, so in your family tree of this life. And that deep, deep healing, I was like, wow, this is a deep healing, because we're talking about the soul level and then, you know, all through the quantum field and various life realities, lifetimes. And then we were also receiving information for the physical body and your ancestors, like you mentioned too. going back through time and then also forward through time. And sometimes people don't realize, but you can also shift generationally across the time. So meaning, I see the picture, like your cousins, your aunts. So it goes in that direction as well for your whole family. And in these experiences, what happens is it gives people an opportunity to feel different, feel a shift, and work with that if their soul chooses. It's like it opens up a door or it lifts the pressure off. And really what's happening, our emotions and programs are dissolving. Those of us that have the session and then our extended family, to feel a sense of lightness and clarity where then our soul light can come through. So your session was incredible. That's all I have to say. I was like, when that all clicked, I was like, oh my gosh, this is in the physical family line too. Have you noticed anything like for yourself or your family in your physical reality of this life that's been enhanced from that session?
Well, there's been a few really big shifts since this session. Like my whole life is very different. So there's been some big, physical shift, whether we look at it like within my body or in my environment or all of the above. My health is good, is very good. It was good before too, but I was experiencing a lot of stress because of a personal relationship that I was in that was not going well. And so since then, I am not in that relationship anymore. I have moved states.
Wow.
Yeah, there's been a lot of change, but I'm noticing that I'm better, potentially better for it. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yes. And in fact, a lot of the theme or the energy in our session was around relationship and self-worth and acceptance of love. And with that comes the opportunity to flush out what's not healthy or appropriate. Mm-hmm. And for both parties, but especially for self in this instance, you know, what's important, what's healthy for you. And it sounds like you worked through that in this reality too. And they're showing me, like, right now as I'm tapping into your share that you just described for us, they're just showing little bits of chains, but really fine links, just unwinding and like you detaching from that. And Archangel Michael's here and he's just saying it so you could heal so that the pattern doesn't go on repeat. And do you recall one of the first scenes? And you were a boy and there was abuse in that lifetime. Do you recall that coming through in your session?
No, but that has happened in you have, I think, tuned into several lifetimes where there was abuse. So I don't remember that one specifically, but I know that that has come up multiple lifetimes for me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a message I'm getting, and of course, I don't know the extent of it then, but there's a vibration that would elicit, it would bring forward like a certain feeling within oneself. And they're saying by taking the actions to stand up for yourself or do what's right for you, that you were counteracting that. It's one step in the direction of respect for yourself and being able to speak your voice in this life that you didn't in the past. And again, not saying this life was abusive. They're not telling me any of that. Like, that's your personal, I don't even know. It just that it wasn't aligned. And the fact that you could say, okay, I'm going to do what's right for me, actually have freedom, autonomy, and a desire that I can act upon in this life. Because that life that was in your session was at the very beginning, and that was a theme, is you didn't have that. They said you had a master who told you where to be, how to be. So even if you had to pretend, like put a smile on your face, so you know, if you're not happy, and was very, very, very controlling. And there's all forms of abuse or control that can come through in different scenes. But they're saying that just by you saying, okay, wait a minute, is this working out? Is this for the best? And do I want this? And then making a decision that you were able to acquire more confidence, and it healed your solar plexus, sacral, and heart, I'm seeing. So when you you share, a lot has happened. I'm like, oh my goodness, that in itself is huge. This deep soul level healing.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, and I will say that my ex-husband was abusive, not physically. I make that distinction not to minimize psychological abuse, but just to clarify. And I will say that I'm actually very grateful that it was him that brought up getting a divorce, because I had decided it needed to happen. But I was sort of waiting for the right time to put it in place. And thankfully he brought it up, which made it easier, because once it became his idea and he was on board, I didn't have to like do gymnastics mentally to try to persuade him to get out. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense to what I was tuning into, but it wasn't my story to share. So yeah, yes. And I will say that I recently listened to your episode again to just refresh, and man, the energy is just so full of love in it. And the spirit who was your spouse in that life that loved you so much, and you had multiple lives together, you know, that love is here. And the energy that I felt from what would have been healed or coming through kind of in the sense of a soul retrieval or remembrance, when you were just sharing your story, it's like, I feel like you felt where you might have felt, because I see the energy returning and amplifying, like pixelated fairy dust and then shining bright from within. And I'm getting the sense that the shift within you from this session, but also not just the session, you know, just like all the work that you're doing and your decisions, the shift within yourself of self-worth and confidence also was something that kind of created more of a space and him to be like, okay, time to like make this suggestion, because he would have felt the shift within you. And they're just saying like different frequency. You guys were on a different frequency. So yeah. Wow. Wow. That is a lot. Wow. What? Like all I can say is that's a lot for just a few, you know, I guess it's been about a year, but are there any other things that have come through in your perceptions of life or anything specific to an experience in the episode?
I'm really trying to think of like what has stood out to me most over the last year. I would say, I think the biggest thing is like, I could be deep in a dense human emotion and I don't feel alone, which I think is one of the hardest things as a human, is how alone people can feel. And we're not. I mean, we can feel that way. I never want to minimize what people are feeling. And we're not alone. And we are really just one ask away from feeling less alone and from having help actually shifting whatever we're experiencing. So that's been very helpful, because, you know, I think when you know that you've incarnated and the lie detector has told you that you chose to be here, you did in fact choose to be here. Because sometimes I'm like, I don't think I chose this. Pretty sure I didn't. Nope, didn't sign up. Then I'm like, wait. No. I know I did sign up. I chose to be here. Shoot. Okay, well, I certainly didn't choose this mess. Oh, wait, maybe I did. Okay, so I chose to be here. I'm choosing to participate in this. Interesting. Now what? Right? And that's really helpful. And it's hard to come to that in the middle of something very dense, whether it's anger or fear, extreme grief, or a combination. It's really difficult to come to that, but I keep returning to that in the human experience. And I think that that's been really helpful. It's like, I don't know, the thing that's coming to mind for me is like, it's a bit like having a security blanket, but yeah. You know,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you shared, which thank you so much. I can feel this really soft, loving energy come through as you're speaking. Mm-hmm. And as you share, they reminded me of the first vision I got was the same vision I saw in your session, which I tried to articulate on the episode when you had a mother. So it was a little boy with the abuse and then the mother, and she was holding you and saying, "You are loved, you are wanted." She was just powerless. And then I saw like the feminine divine, so Lady Nada, come in just now. And they're saying that's a part of like an aspect of the healing that you've experienced is being able to feel now. And like you're saying, like we know, or most of us have heard that we're not alone, but it's different if there's something internally, emotionally, that would lead us to not feeling that close comfort. And so the blanket wrapped around felt like a mother's embrace. And when we go through challenging times, I know when I go through challenging times and I speak to a friend about things or share, it's the most comforting to know that I'm not alone because I have somebody else that can just like listen or give a hug or be there. And I'm not asking them to fix it. It's my experience to heal or move through, but to have that support. And so as you share this, I immediately saw the feminine energy from the other lifetimes and Lady Nada come in and comfort you. And then you said wrapped like a blanket. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, exactly. So it's a part of that, maybe part of also like this knowing and feeling the energy for that self-soothing to be like, okay, I'm here. I'm in the house alone. This is really hard, but if I open up to spirit, I can feel that love and comfort and at least put it out there that I'm willing to receive, you know, like take that step to let it come in. So I did feel for you that that's another aspect of the healing that will be long-term, you know, long-term. And I recently heard somebody speak about just the challenges in life. And even when we heal, you know, it doesn't mean it's always going to now be rainbows and butterflies. Things will still come up, but we'll be more equipped and adapt to know how to handle and maneuver things. And so I was really grateful to hear that, because to see the vision come through just now, I was like, oh, this feels really long lasting from that experience. And for our listeners, everything's happening in the quantum field. And what that means is, like Megan was saying at the beginning, time is so funny because when we're in these spaces, just visualize lifting up and seeing all these lifetimes around and all the energy of emotions and thoughts, struggles, challenges, triumphs. It's still active. You know, we feel it. Even if it's quiet, sometimes it's dormant, but it's there and it can be activated by things that are happening in this life or another life. So I'm seeing this like smooth wave, like this really smooth comfort, almost like silk or a velvet, even soft, flowing through the timelines to help. And it's calming your heart and your body, the nervous system, and the other lives too. So right now Michael's here, and also Jeremiel and Zadkiel, the archangels, and they're saying, yes, you're feeling these experiences across timelines. So if that helps you, Megan, at all, to also know this is like quantum level, soul level healing from two things they're sharing. It's the wisdom of the information, mm-hmm. and then having the openness and the awareness to like let the light come in. And so in those moments where you would have felt so abandoned and alone in the other lives, then to have the light come in and pour in and now be with you across time, they're saying that that's – they're so fun. Your guides are fun and the angels are fun. They're like, that's next level. That's leveling up.
That's so funny that they would say that. Okay, so first thing I have to just say, because the listeners don't know this, but I think you know this, Amy. Well, you've shared this with me, but maybe you don't always remember all the particulars from all the sessions. But Zadkiel and Jeremy all show up for all my sessions.
Do they? No, I don't remember.
I am actually exceptionally close with Zadkiel.
Nice.
I call him my dude, which I know is kind of like a little bit informal for addressing an archangel, and it is what it is. Okay. But so it's super funny that they said that's next level, because I say that in my work all the time. I say next level and an upgrade all the time. So for them to say that in particular, I'm actually quite sure I've used those words today in my work.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah. And they find it, they're just like, who made the rules about, like, you can call them dude, because that's the energy. It's fun and you're a human, and they find it playful, and they say it situationally. Like, we know what each situation vibe and the language for it. And so they're like neon lights. I'm seeing the word joy, happiness, freedom, flow. Like, that's what they want for you. And when you can be so fun with the energy and with them in conversation, it's being authentic. They're saying you're not holding back. You're not trying to put your words in a proper box, and you know, you can just be. So oh my gosh, I love that. And no, I forgot. I don't remember what angels come in. You know, usually if it's one that I haven't worked with or haven't, you know, interacted with mm-hmm. for a year or two, then it really sticks out. But there's probably 12 to 15 that come in all the different sessions in different groupings. So that's fantastic. I love that you've got your team, girl. They're with you.
Yeah, they are. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. I love this. Yeah. So how are you feeling today? How's everything going? And are you working on anything? Like, are there any?
Oh, yes. I'm working on so many things. Yeah, I'm good. Yes, I have been, let's see, what's the biggest thing I'm working on? So it took me a little while. Like, so when my ex and I decided we were going to split up was like middle of February last year. At least that's when he told me he didn't love me, which I actually, believe it or not, was very grateful to hear. I know that might sound strange, but it was the truth. Mm-hmm. And when you've been being lied to, when you finally receive the truth, if there's such a relaxing in your body, even if the truth is painful, like, I just felt so much ease once I finally heard that, because I thought, oh, okay, now we can move forward. So I was finally out of the house by the middle of May.
Okay.
And then I've been out since then. And it took a while to kind of get myself, my confidence had taken a hit. My confidence, my self-worth, my belief in what I was doing was really at a low point. And not my belief in ability to help people get results, but my belief in myself as like a businesswoman, as someone who could do what I was doing professionally viably, had really taken a hit, because my ex-husband out-earned me by quite a lot, and he was very unkind when there were dips in my income. Rather than us being a team, we were not a team. And so that was hard. And I internalized a lot of that. Like, I let some of that sort of be planted in me. And I started to wonder, because I was also experiencing dips in income, I started to think, oh my goodness, he's right. Maybe I am sucky at this. Maybe I can't do it. Some of those things. So it took a while to kind of, one, be feeling better physically, mentally, whatever, to want to actually really promote my work. And I just started again showing up more fully. Which has been fun and nice. And I think the other thing that I will say is, like, having been through a very awful experience, now when I show up, I show up with less shits to give. Sorry about my swear word, but like, I'm like, you know what? This is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is how I can help you. This is why I'm incredible at my work. And if you like it, let's talk. If you don't, that's okay. Have a nice life. Like, but I'm not showing up from a place of like approval seeking the same way that I was before. And part of that, I think, is because I went through a dark time and I came out of it. And now I'm kind of like, take it or leave it, but you should take it. And this is why.
Oh, so good to hear. And as you're sharing these reflections and you know where you are with things, I just keep seeing the parallels for multiple lives in that in our session. And again, you know, we talk about time, but it's almost like, okay, this it all happened divine timing. Those themes and everything was coming up again. And I have to say, I just keep hearing success, like success in a life where I could see like the low confidence because of abuse and lack of love. And then the other lives that were the opposite, where you were so loved, but you lacked that confidence. And then you had the life where like your family was so affluent. You had all the money in the world and like it didn't even matter. It wasn't even about that. So it's interesting to me that this period of life is like healing those misalignments or the wounds and receiving more amplification of light and the confidence. And it was in the space of self-worth and dynamics within relationships, intimate partners. And then also there was a thing about money, and it was like, I don't even need money in that life. And you know, it's just interesting to think about where do we put the focus or what is important to us in different experiences. And you know, I don't know if you experience anything now or if it'll be in the future, but there's some kind of theme around the financial aspect. So then as you share that, I was like, oh, that's very interesting. And often they'll tell me like it's about a balance. Like we try and come to a balance. So if in one life we're in poverty, in one life we have all the luxuries in the world, it's like feeling all the thoughts and emotions in both places. And then we come to the balance. And the balance isn't so much like in the bank financially, it's the energy and the thoughts in ourself. And how do we move through life with whatever it is that we have? And that can be love. It can be resources. Like, how do we move through life feeling that we are loved by spirit? We can trust in the flow. We're here for divine purpose. And when you were joking, like, did I pick this life? It's a great one to balance it. And then as they so were showing me, like once you do, then you're leveling up. Like you really are.
I was thinking about what you were saying there about self-worth and it being tied to self-worth, because I think in the so obviously the year 2026, right? We know we need resources in order to have lodging and food and transportation. We are in a 3D reality. We need these resources because that's how this 3D world functions. And we can get confused about our value and tie it to resources. And that's such a trap. But it does matter. We have to have them, of course. But the measure of our value is not actually like, because we all have that inherent worth, right? And I think a lot about like the work in this lifetime for me being really to be here to help other souls with their human bodies. And so, okay, great. That's wonderful. And I don't know that we could ever really measure what that would be worth in resources, because when we thrive in our human body, we can actually really like live out our purpose more easily, because we're not then burdened by a body that hurts or is weighed down or is not functioning optimally.
Oh my goodness, I love that you how you share that. And I'm just having some of my lifetimes pass. Like as you're sharing like the visions of life's like in a monastery, you know, and being a monk, and there's not much in the physical as far as, you know, luxuries, but a lot of depth with spirit and the light, and it is in, you know, the heart space. So, and some of us will come to life and it's all about joy and let's take all the vacations and have all the parties. Like, let's just have fun. Let's live it up. Yes. But there's a way, to find that happiness amongst just walking out in nature, you know, or having a great conversation with a friend. There are ways that financially are not unattainable,
right,
where we can find that light and, and recognize the divinity and feel all of the, just that fullness, that richness that comes from these experiences. So I'm really excited for you. They're just showing me like a snow globe or one of those pictures frame. It's like more of a picture frame, it has water in it and all the sand moving and settling. And it's all like flowing so beautifully with purpose and a rhythm. It's not a snow globe where you shake it up. It's not chaotic. It's like everything's moving quite elegantly and swirling with colors. And they said that, you're finding your equilibrium. You'll never, like, we'll never fully settle, but we'll have moments of pause and grounding and rest in that way. But they're talking about how your integration of the experience is actually propelled and amplified through movement for you. So, and I'm like, well, yes, you just showed that you actually physically moved states. So there's another, but movement. So I don't know if you feel called in your daily practices currently, but in the future, if not currently, I see you walking and dancing, like swaying and stretching, like yoga and walking in nature, like hikes. So the movement will really help you to move through energy that needs to be released to help express it out and then find clarity. Are you an athlete? Do you run or do you bike too or just run? Okay.
No, I have a bicycle, but I never really use it. I run, I'll do interval running. I don't usually like steady state run. But it's funny you said that because Thursday, I leave to go visit my parents, and they live in British Columbia, and they live all around trails in Canada. So I'll be hiking a lot again while I'm here. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, and I saw you running, and I was like, oh, she runs. So yeah, so that
uphill, you know, just uphill, just like a crazy person.
Well, still, like you're moving the energy, and I see it's like aligning you. So then you know, our brain doesn't have to think; we're just in movement, and we focus. And you connect more with your spirit in that space, you know, like the soul and the guidance and the peace. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be, they're really stressing. It doesn't have to be guidance. You don't have to have conversations. Like, it's just going to be a knowing of presence and that being of life, like you're living your emotion. So it feels so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Do you have any questions for me? Like,
I'm just trying to think of like, because I was thinking about this getting ready, and I mean, I think everyone should be on your show. It's the best.
session.
Exactly. I guess one of the big things I wonder about, and I don't know if I can ask this, I'll ask it and you'll tell me whether or not we can talk about it or not. So, obviously, you know, as light workers, we kind of find each other, right? Mm-hmm. When I think about the world, like, it's an interesting time to be alive, 26. I'm kind of wondering, like, for those of us who know and have woken up and are aware, like, okay, I'm incarnated. This is not probably my first or my last rodeo. This is like one of many rodeos, maybe. How do we stay, you know, really connected when it very much feels at times like there's sort of an intentional effort to disconnect us being happening in the world, whether it's like through media or social media or even like the lineup in our streaming service for television shows, maybe might be jostling us out of a higher vibration at times. And I know you just said nature, so that would be obviously the immediate answer, but what else do you have for us? Because I think that's like I've never felt more connected, but I've also at times never felt more disconnected.
Yeah, I totally understand. They were showing the pathway through the body that connects to the soul above the crown of the soul star chakra all the way down to earth and getting the footing in the earth with the earth star chakra. So first step is to be fully present in the body, and they're saying through proper nutrition. Mm. So they really are saying that what we eat, well, here in the States, what a lot of people, standard American diet, is not food. Like, it's not nourishment. It's just empty calories or something to help the tummy not grumble. So they say that the care of the physical body is very important, because what's in some spaces of time and circles or, you know, moments, humans that are looking for enlightenment they'll disregard the intellect of the body. And they say that the body actually has its own, you know, has its own quantum field. And as a soul, we are connecting with it. So then we become this synergistic vibrational being that is holding and anchoring life on earth through the physical aspect. And that physical aspect is connected to all of humanity. That's what they're saying. So if we can ground into the body, we can help shift the vibration here, which then will amplify people's soul mission. So if people are here to take a shift in politics or environment or healthcare, that gives them more comfort and determination, almost like that energy, because we're holding space and it's this hum that they can feel. And then it turns their energy up too, and they can, you know, proceed forward with their gifts. So they're really talking about the proper frequency that we hold in the body, and it's a physicalized frequency. And so through nutrition, adequate sleep and rest, and then that exercise to get the energy firing and going through the cells, I'm seeing. So number one, that's like, okay, a lot of times we think, oh, if I pray, if I meditate, be still, yes, but don't overlook the physical body. So they're saying, wake up in the morning, breathe and realize you're breathing. Thank your body, take those deep cleansing breaths, stretch, and then start your day, getting ready for the day, and be really reflective. And those of us that are introspective and think a lot, or just we recognize the moment, like the energy that we're in. And if something's off and misaligned, we're going to feel it in the body really strongly. So all we have to say, because they said that one of the differences is sometimes we're like, oh, something's off. What do I have to do? We can get panicky that we have to do something. Like, how do I fix it? What is it? We can just go back to something's off. Is this mine or not? It's not. Okay, I'm not going to get into that frequency. So no, I'm not. I don't subscribe to this. And that can be anything. So if somebody's sharing a story with you and it just makes your whole body shut down, or you get irritated and your tummy tightens, it's like, this isn't my truth or my vibe. Like, I don't agree with what you're saying. It makes me feel all kinds of ways, and that's not for me. So this is a way to be like, oh, is that clean? Is that truthful? And it's very much they're going back to the artificial foods. Like, is this nutritious? Is this information nutritious to my soul, my physical body, my mind? You know, is it healthy? And is it like organic, is what I'm feeling? Like, is it legit? Is it really full of truth?
Yes.
Because they're not saying to bury your head in the sands and do any bypassing. So if there's information that is fully true, we're getting all the facts, we can process it and let our own emotions come to the surface. Mm-hmm. That is quite different, because then we can tap into the light of God. We can tap into our resources, and we can determine then if there is action to be taken and what's the best course of action without being reactive. And that reaction that it would have been would be us channeling through anger and fear of society or of whatever has been trying to be created with the information or misinformation. They say there's two things. When something is amiss and we're not getting the full, like they're telling, something happened in my community just this week. And I was like, well, I need to know both sides mm-hmm. of the story till I'm, and it was something that will affect like how I live. So it was personal and like, well, how am I going to move forward in this? I needed to have an opinion basically. And I was like, I need to know both sides and not get pulled into the emotions of either side and all this anger. I'm like, give me the facts. Let me sit with it and then let me decide how I'm going to move forward. And the moves will be a move, but not with anger. Like it'll just be, this is how I'm going to respond. So they say when we have that empowerment and we're connected to our body, we're awake, like you said, like we know we're incarnate, we're conscious. We understand the full picture to the best of our abilities. We can make calculated decisions in a place of calmness. And I'm hearing like it's really with justice, like it's justified. Like, no, this is it. It's a matter of fact. This is how I'm holding myself. This is how I'm moving forward. I don't have to scream about it. I don't have to convince you. And I also don't have to like have people screaming at me and trying to pull me on either side. So when we can just pay attention to who we are and our values and be able to clear out, like they say, like comb out all the noise, then we'll know how to move forward. And that path and that vibration is what's helping shift the planet. And it's like a calm, humming, soothing, loving frequency when the screaming and the chaos and even, you know, there can be truth, but it's influenced sometimes by misinformation or people's opinions. That feels like nails on a chalkboard or a violin out of tune. Like it's just so grating on our psychic senses. And that's that feeling of, oh, something's off here. So I hope that helps. This is like what they're sharing. It's interesting to me because I think, well, I know decades ago, it was, you know, when I was first starting with spirituality, it was like, oh, let's take the focus off so much the physical world and put it to spirit, right? And now where I'm at, I think where a lot of us light workers are, it's like, we got that. We can feel that. We're integrating it. Let's come back more into the body and merge the two, be more embodied with the information. So another way, just like to kind of close up the way they're saying is be present every day with self, seek or look for the truth, and let your body, let your soul share how your personal feelings and responses are rather than what's it like hitching your horse to somebody else's wagon or being hijacked by like their thoughts and opinions.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting. But I always feel like the people that are like, you know, have their shit together, right? Like they're really calm and present. They're fully grounded in their body and they can take a moment and process something and then proceed forward. And so that helps everybody else calm down and really for action to happen that has meaningful and lasting, you know, purpose and success. So the other thing they just want to say, and you brought it up a little bit, just the psychology and mental health around all of it and how it can be so much in the airwaves could lead us to feeling not really just out of control, but hopelessness.
Yes.
Like what's the point if all of this is happening? And that's when Michael's like, just shut off the TV and go have a good conversation with a human. Have a good conversation with a friend, your neighbor, your family. You know, it's like the grassroots, like what's really happening? Because the news only highlights like a small percentage of what's going on in the world, and albeit some of it's important, absolutely and major, but what's happening in our own little sphere? Like is our neighbor suffering? Is somebody close by could use some help and then we could go and support them? So we can counterbalance that. They're saying we can help in every way closest to home.
Yes.
So yeah, I love your question. How do you feel as we're coming kind of to a close? Like, how do you feel about your future? Like the next step in your path and everything? Cause you just had a huge shift and you're integrating and I'm just kind of wondering, like the stage, like the space that you might be in, because we all go through these experiences and it can be concerning. Like it can be really like what's happening. And it always helps me to hear other people and just recognizing like we're not alone. So I'm just wondering where you are with things.
The biggest thing that I started doing this year was making some decisions about like what I consider my legacy work. So we like the idea, right? So I turned 44, you know, just a few weeks ago, and I like to think I will live until 100, right? But I have no idea. So I started recording some material and just started to try to prioritize from my body of work, like what's most important to leave behind, what is like the most helpful of my work so far. So thinking about that and really thinking forward of like, what's the impact I'm looking to have? Like if I, not from kind of like a doomsday perspective, but just like if I had a finite amount of time, what would be most valuable to share? And that's been really helpful. But then parallel to that, I think throughout this last year, I've continued to come back to, I like to help. I like when I know very clearly how I'm helping, what my lane is. Like I have one of the Aura rings, right, for sleep and whatever else. And I've had it for like 7 years since they basically created first generation or whatever. I've had one, and my body tracks, or so the thing shows me my like elevated stress levels and whatever. I'm most relaxed during the day when I'm actually helping my clients. It's like my system downshifts. I lock in and I'm most doing like whatever my nervous system just like, yes, more of this. So it's very good for me. And then obviously it's good for my clients as well. So I'm like, okay, so this is a clear yes. I mean, I need to do more of that. So more of that for sure. But then also thinking about, okay, how to reach more people. So my virtual assistant is putting my content more places. I have some very, very low ticket offers just to give people tastes of my world. And I didn't have that before. I mean, now I have like $22 and $27 things. And I'm like, sure, whatever. Come on in. Come on in, people. Let's go.
Yes, I love it. Yeah. Yes. And you bring up a point of, you know, we're always moving and flowing, we're living, and there's these different parts of self and life, like personal and then supporting others. And how does that look? And what level are we going to, you know, share and put ourselves out there? But it does come back to our inner work, and you've done so much inner work, and it just feels like, okay, so much has transpired. Now you're in a place where you're like, you're flowing, you're feeling more grounded. I mean, I don't know. It took me a long, like it, this last move took me quite a couple of years to really feel. So it's not overnight, but it's like daily feeling more present and able to hold that space for other people is what it sounds like. And I'm so excited for you. I love this. Do you want to share with everybody how they can like find your work and work with you?
Sure. Absolutely. So I'm on Instagram, Megan K Solutions. I have a website, Megan K Solutions as well. I've got a TikTok. Apparently it's thriving. I don't know. I never go on TikTok. My virtual assistant takes my stuff and puts it on there, and it's great.
Love.
But yeah, love. You can find me on Facebook too. I think my best work includes some one-on-one like this, but I have a range of things I am able to help people with, and all budgets, you know.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. What type of sessions do you offer?
So what I predominantly help people with is their physical body. So whether that's letting go of extra weight that they're carrying, improving their relationship with food, improving their view of their body as well. I do program design. I've been in fitness for 25 years. I have yet to find a person that I couldn't help convert to being an exerciser. We just have to find the right type of thing. Yeah. I just believe, you know, the body is meant to be in motion, and if you don't like to move, we just haven't found your thing yet. We just need to, maybe your thing is country line dance. I don't know. We don't know.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Do you know I didn't know this? So for viewers too, like I didn't know. And here's some of this, so much of this came through in your session. It's like perfect.
I know, it's really funny when you say things, I'm like, I don't think she knows what I do for a living.
No. I didn't, but now I do. But also I think it's perfect because then everybody else is receiving the information. I mean, I guess you already know it. So they're just confirming, they're validating and, you know, confirming you are on your path, girl.
Yeah,
that's so incredible. It's, I love this. Cool.
And it's fun to hear you say, take care of the physical, because I keep coming back to, if we want to, you know, I don't know if we want to look at it as like a good evil battle, but if we want to show up in this world in our human form, we have to take care of the human body.
Yeah, we really do. It's very, very important. So especially there's a lot of things, you know, not to be like, scary, but there's a lot of things today that we have to contend with that hundreds of years ago, their ancestors didn't.
Yes.
And if it's as simple as like the minerals being stripped from the soil and like needing to take supplements because it's not in the food. Like, you know, there's just a lot of things to consider. And another message that's been coming through lately, I think you'll find this interesting. Like we're moving in all aspects to a new frequency. And in the spiritual circles, you know, say, we're moving to this next dimension and how we're going to be. But also the physical body is advancing. And so the way that it's interacting with the new energies and the world around is changing. And they've been saying that, you know, connecting with food in a, like kind of going back to our roots actually, but in a more spiritual way is really empowering. And yeah. And so just recognizing like how important all parts of self-care really is. If, like you mentioned, we want to be here to help others and live abundantly into the future, abundance of health and happiness, to be able to show up for others, it is really important to look at all aspects of this dimensional world, like all parts, mind, body, spirit, soul, and maintaining a beautiful balance and flow to the utmost, you know, of our abilities. So thank you so much for helping everybody in the line of work that you're doing. Because you have such a beautiful energy about you.
Thanks.
I know I would feel comfortable. I'd be like, okay, girl, let's have a chat. Lay it out there. What suggestions do you have for me? You know, like I could just see people being really receptive to what you have to share.
Well, I understand, you know, I know like how we work as a human and I get it. So we can sometimes really want to change and be a little overwhelmed with how to begin the process of changing or not really know what's the most impactful lever to kind of move first. And if we can get a couple of things starting to feel better, a lot of other things open up.
Yeah, I could see that. Oh my gosh. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. Well, I want to thank you for coming on and giving your updates and sharing with everybody how they can work with you. Like, I'm so excited because I didn't know. And it's like, it's so amazing.
Thank you. And I love being on your show and I just love you so much. So I hope other people will reach out to you from this, because I don't even know how many sessions overall I've booked with you, but they've all been so impactful. So thank you for that.
You're so welcome. And thank you for coming on, having an episode and letting people experience the richness of what goes on behind the scenes, because like all the connections and the aha moments and the deep energy. And it's fun to be in this setting because the energy in our session was so strong. I remember we were both like kind of zoned out. Mm-hmm. And it's so fun to be in this setting and let everybody hear your personality and hear you share like, you know, your experience with it. But I'm so grateful that you did volunteer to come on. So thank you so, so much. And I'll remind everybody that you can check out the Spirit and Soul Healing Show at thespiritandsoulhealingshow.com or newrealitytv.com. And Megan's episode is season 2, episode 2. And it's a really beautiful episode. So thank you so much, Megan. And I look forward to seeing everybody again on the next episode of the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. Hi friends, I hope you are enjoying the podcast. This episode is brought to you in part by my school, spiritschoolonline.com, where I share guided energy sessions, informative group experiences, classes in energy therapy and readings, meditations, and more. If you're looking for a community and support to assist you in your awakening and spiritual practice, I would love to support you. Check out Spirit School today. Hi, beautiful friends. I am so happy to share a new offering at Spirit School. I'm so excited. So I have two offerings, and the first one is the Council of Light Live Connections. We will be taking questions from community members for the council. I will be in channel, and we'll be meeting every month at 7 o'clock Central Time, typically on the third Sunday. If you would like to join, our first one is going to be November 23rd, and you can join through spiritschoolonline.com, or you can check out the link below and just click straight into it to make it easy for you. So that's the Council of Light Connections. Also, I have a new membership, Spirit School's Light Connections, and this is a whole package full of light with a lot of opportunities to connect for healings, for inspiration, and with community. So at the Light Connections, you will have access to our monthly meditation, which we do live on Zoom, and it'll be there for the whole month. And then you also have access to all the replays throughout this membership. It gives you even access to ones from earlier in the year. So that's pretty cool. And then also in the membership will be the Council of Light Lives and those replays. And then I have multiple experiences where you can go have energy sessions through these guided meditations that are in different libraries. And then I also have multiple libraries of Council of Light messages beginning in 2018. So if you ever feel like, oh man, I'm having a day, you can pop into your membership and it is just full of offerings for you. So there's so much love there. There is so much opportunity to also connect with community live and in our forum. So we have group chat now available at Spirit School. So I invite you to check it all out. I'm really happy. My heart is so full. It's been a little bit of time since I consistently channeled the council. And guess what, friends? Here we are. Here we go. It's time again. So check the link below. The first month is $44 for the whole subscription as a special. So while it lasts, and then it will be just $68 for all the offerings. And if you were to just do the energy healing and the Council of Light separate, that's $88. So it was really awesome experience and opportunity for you. If you're having a day where you would like some inspiration, a quick energy reset or cleanse, or to listen to some guidance through their channeled messages, you can tap into any of the libraries included with the Light Connections membership. So this is a great value for $68. And I would love for you to join. You can check it out with your first month of 44 and pop on over to spiritschoolonline.com. I'd love for you to join us for all of the light, all of the magic, all of the healing and inspiration in the Light Connections membership.